listening to Ranking Tracks, part of CKCC Radio. And now your host, Jeff Trelawitz. And welcome back to episode number 106. It still shocks me. 106 of Ranking Tracks here on CKCC Radio. I want to thank you for tuning in to this and the previous 105 episodes. Now, I kind of had an idea of what I was going to do for the next episode, and then we kind of lost two musicians in a row. In fact, I'd be willing to bet it was either on the same day or two or three days apart. So I kind of rearranged the schedule a little bit for two reasons. One, to pay tribute to one of the artists that we lost, and two, to break up having the same decade two albums in a row. So, yeah, I'm allowed to make my own rules because, you know, it's my show. I was going to do a Queen album. I will do that next time. It'll be the third time Queen will be on because they're my favorite band and I'm going to do one every single year because I can. Now, I'm going to say a name that you probably don't know just from the name, although it's a pretty metal name. CJ Snare. Yeah, and the CJ being Carl Jeffrey, of course. Now, again, I don't expect you to actually know the name CJ Snare. If you are like me from a certain era, you listen to this band, though. They had three pretty big hits, one on one album, one on another album, one on another album. The band being Firehouse. So I thought, as a tribute to CJ Snare and to Firehouse, because again, they were a pretty big deal in the early 90s. So today we're going to talk about the debut album of the band Firehouse. Firehouse was also the name of the album. It was their debut album, released in 1990. It launched the group into stardom. The record was certified double platinum here in the U.S. and gold in Canada, Japan, and Singapore. It was released here in the United States on September 11th, 1990. Genre, glam metal. Yeah, that pretty much fits it. It is 12 tracks with 4 singles. The album itself is 48 minutes and 34 seconds. So let's go ahead and discuss the debut album of Firehouse. And we're going to start with the first track from its number 12. The song is called Rock on the Radio. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every night and every day, I know what I need to get blown away. I turn it on to overload and let the power of the sound explode. So come on, everybody, let's go. Turn it up. I just got to have some more. Give me that. Rock on the radio, you turn it up till your speakers blow. Rock on the radio, come on, everybody, let's go. Like thunder, like dynamite, you know I'm gonna blow my speakers up tonight. I'm ready, going all the way, cause rock on the radio is here to stay. The next song I'm gonna talk about has absolutely no lyrics to it, so it's gonna be very easy to talk about. The song is called Season of Change. And I forgot to say what track it actually is. So give me one moment while I do this live on the air. Seasons of Change is track number 9. Usually I'm more well-prepared. But I figured since, you know, there's no lyrics for me to read, I would extend to talking about Seasons of Change. It's a very short song on the album as well. The song itself is 1:29. Next up, we're going to talk about track 10 from Meets number 10, Overnight Sensation. You're headed for the spotlight. I know you can go far. You can do anything. Just follow your heart. Just set the wheels in motion. Hold tight and stake your claim. Make sure that they will remember your name. Can't you feel it coming on? Let's go. Can't you see that you're about to steal the show? You're the overnight sensation. You can be a star. Overnight sensation, no matter who you are. The stage is ready for you. Can't wait another day. Now we're going to talk about the last song on the album. It is track 12. It is called Helpless. I'm helpless. I don't understand how I lost command of this entire situation. I do as I'm told. When you take control, I'm giving in to the temptation. I've lost control. I don't know what to do. I'd sell my soul if I could stay with you. Can't get enough without your love. I'm helpless. I need so much without your touch. I'm helpless. I want you, so don't let me go. I'm helpless. Gotta have you without you. I'm helpless. Next up is going to be the 8th best song on the album. It is track number 7, Home Is Where the Heart Is. Do you remember when we were only kids, knew everyone in our neighborhood, and swore that we would never forget? Well, time flies and the time goes by, and the years go by, but memories never fade. I've been gone much too long, gotta get back there someday, but my traveling days ain't over yet. And no matter how far away, there's one thing I can't forget. Home is where the heart is, but I'm always on the run. Home is where the heart is, though my journey's just begun. Home's where the heart is. Next up is going to be track number 6. For me, it's number 7. The song's called Lover's Lane. Hey. She drives me crazy, she drives me wild. But when she tries to satisfy me when I'm driving. Hey. We need to stop somewhere for a while. I'm getting ready, I feel the need for speed. Can't slow down till she gives me what I need. I know just the place that we can go. Hop in the back, we can go all alone. Lock the doors and hold on tight. We're gonna have a good time tonight. We're going down, down, down to Lover's Lane. That's where she drives me insane. I'll take her down to Lover's Lane. We're going down, down, down to Lover's Lane. Hey. That's naughty. Good for you. Alright, next up is track number 6. It's track 5. Ought to be a law. Ooh, the lady in red. Well, she's driving me mad. Her very first offense was just looking at me. But that second glance was a felony. Ooh, that lady's so fine, but I think it's a crime. She's just too much for a man like me. You better lock her away and throw out the key. Against a girl like you, ought to be a law. Against the things you do, ought to be a law. For breaking hearts in two, there ought to be a law. Against a girl like you, against a girl like you, baby. Man, the word baby just does not go well. All right. Next up, number 5. It is track 3. It is the first single of the band. And it failed the chart in the top 100. So it did not go well. But, you know, the rest of the time, they did all right for themselves. So let's go ahead and talk about Shake and Tumble. Turn up the jukebox. We're going to tear this damn place down. Looking for action. Yeah, whatever it can be found. I ain't no Johnny come lately. I'm Johnny on the spot. I don't need no lady. I need a woman that gets me hot. Too naughty to be nice. Too good to be bad. I'm all shook up. Baby, I don't know what to do. Got the rhythm, and it makes me lose control. When we shake and tumble down with me, baby. Shake and tumble down. I need a woman that can make me shake and tumble down. Oh, yeah. Next up, we're going to talk about track 8. For me, it's the 4th best song on the album. It's called Don't Walk Away. Girl, you and I have been together as long as I can remember. We've come too far to throw it all away. But you tell me that you're leaving. Oh, and I just can't believe it. You know I'd do anything if only you would stay. So if you love me, then don't leave me. Don't throw it all away. Baby, I'm begging you, please, don't walk away. Well, don't leave and break my heart. Well, it hurts because I love you and it's tearing me apart. Never too late to say we're sorry and try another way. I'm down on my knees. I need you, baby. Don't walk away. Next up is the 4th track from its number 3. It was the 2nd single, and it peaked at number 19. Don't Treat Me Bad. I never thought you'd hurt me. I guess you live and learn. When you're playing with fire, you're bound to get burned. Oh, I've been mistreated. I've been used before. I get kicked in the face, still come back for more. But I won't cry no more, because tears are all in vain. We could pick up the pieces, start it all again. Let's just go back to the way it was before. Oh, girl, I can't take anymore. Baby, don't treat me bad. Well, this could be the best thing you'll ever have. Baby, don't treat me bad. You can do anything, but baby, don't treat me bad. Whoa, don't treat me bad. Next up is the last single off the album. Again, did not do as well as, say, the other ones that charted, but I enjoyed the song a lot. I don't think I'd actually ever heard it before. It's track number 2. For me, it's number 2, All She Wrote. Got up to number 58, and I say didn't do well because I myself have never had a song go to 58, so what do I know about music? I got home late on a Saturday night, and I knew right away something wasn't right. I knew she was gone. She took all I had, but left a hole in my heart. Should have known it'd go bad right from the start. What did I do wrong? I can't understand why she would just leave me this way, with nothing to say. Then I found the note on the door. It said goodbye, and she didn't want me no more. Bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye, she said in the letter. And that's all that she wrote. Guess this is goodbye. Guess this is forever. And that was all she wrote. And then we're going to talk about the biggest song off the album. I mean, it was not really hard for me to choose this as number 1. The song was hit number 5 on the top 100. It was the 3rd single, track 11. The song is called Love of a Lifetime. I guess the time was right for us to say, we take our time and live our lives together day by day. We'll make a wish and send it on a prayer. We know our dreams can all come true with love that we can share. With you, I never wonder, will you be there for me? With you, I never wonder, you're the right one for me. I finally found the love of a lifetime, a love to last my whole life through. I finally found the love of a lifetime, forever in my heart. I finally found the love of a lifetime. I mean, again, Firehouse had 3 big hits off 3 consecutive albums. Any band would love to have that kind of success. So, in at number 1, it is A Love of a Lifetime. Again, let us remember CJ Snarl, who died 3 weeks ago already. Doesn't seem that long ago. That's why I decided I was going to go ahead and switch it up, because I wanted to talk about him. Because, again, the name itself does not necessarily ring true to a lot of people, but, you know, again, in my era, the big love songs, all 3 of them. So, and come to find out, the other person that I talked about died around the same time, actually died sometime in May, or sorry, in March. They didn't release it right away, that, of course, being Eric Carmen. So maybe later in the year I will discuss some Eric Carmen, because, again, great musician, great songs, was part of the band The Raspberries, great singles by himself. So, yeah, I think there should be some Eric Carmen coming, too. So, I mean, when your first single is a little song called All By Myself, that's impressive right there. So, all right. That is going to wrap up this edition of Ranking Tracks here on CKCC Radio. I've already said it. Next week, I'm going to talk, or 2 weeks, I'm going to talk some Queen, because, again, favorite band all time. Love me some Queen. Maybe I'll even wear my Freddie Mercury jacket that I wore for Halloween. Probably not, though, but you never know. So thank you for listening to this episode of Ranking Tracks here on CKCC Radio. In the meantime, have a good one, everybody. Find the found love of a lifetime. Lucky son of a bitch.
This public service announcement is brought to you by the Time Traveler's Journal.